This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Happy Hour.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I thought I forgot it was 5 o'clock. I was thinking it was 4.
It's already 5 o'clock.
We have moved through this four-hour show pretty quickly. Into hour number 4.
Yeah.
Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby.
Scraby spent the whole, most of the segment break there trying to figure out the answer to our question.
He started the break in the segment thing, and then I think he forgot.
Then he forgot, and then we reminded him, and then he still hasn't come up with it, though.
I
wonder if everybody else has come up with it.
Reset the question.
Okay, the reset the question was, what current NFL coach, active NFL coach, had more career rushing yards than did Bo Jackson?
Right.
Now, the reason that this is a little tricky, I'm just going to
don't give him any hints.
No hint? You want him to try
it's
to
a,
keep
it's
struggling
a
with
current
it? Current NFL coach.
You can eliminate almost half of them. Because
you can eliminate about 89% of them.
For real.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid is not right.
Like
he did not play in the NFL.
I don't think he's going to make the cut.
All right. I mean, I know Aaron Glenn was a defensive guy.
So it can't be him.
He's trying to go through every coach.
Mike McCoy, no. Dan Quinn, I don't think so.
The funny thing.
You know who I'm going to go with?
Who?
Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur. I don't think he played in the NFL either.
I don't think he did either.
No, that's not right.
You're going to be mad when you hear it.
You're going to be really mad when you hear
Kyle
it.
It's not Kyle Shanahan.
It's not Kyle Shanahan. It's not Mike McDaniel. It's not Sean McDermott.
Was it Jim Harbaugh?
It was Jim Harbaugh.
And the funny part about it was that John Harbaugh
was the one who got it.
Kept looking in the camera going, I have no idea. And they finally told him the answer, and it was his brother. And he was like,
no,
oh,
I think he guessed it.
Oh, did he finally
he
get it?
He guessed it. He's not John. It's not Jim, is it? And it was like, it's Jim. He said, it is Jim.
He was shocked. Okay, yeah. Bo Jackson had 2,782. Jim Harbaugh, quarterback.
And then he proceeded to call his brother the most underrated quarterback.
2,787. Jim Harbaugh had more rushing yards than Bo Jackson.
Wow.
I was so mad that because I saw it, I was like, oh, this is cool, and I posted it. Right. And I was so mad I posted it because I was like, we could use that as a...
We used it anyway. There we go. We used it anyway. I thought it was a fun trivia question. All right, good, bad, and ugly at the bottom of the hour. By the way, the Jets, if you didn't hear their stat, I think it's worth saying twice. It's in the good, bad, and ugly. But the Jets yesterday, they put up a very funny graphic on one of those TV things last night. And it said it was a TV graphic of a quarterback, but it was how to describe it? It was a ghost looking thing. There was no actual quarterback in there. And it said, guess this quarterback. And they gave
Silhouette. It was Silhouette.
Thank you. Duh. Yeah, that's what I
wanted.
It
was a ghost type thingy.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are going to get this old one day too.
It was a ghost type thingy.
Yeah. So they put the Silhouette up there and they said, "Figure out who's this quarterback." And it said his stats this year were, however many yards passing, 4,000 some odd yards passing, 60% completion ratio, and then at the bottom it said he threw for 36 touchdowns and no interceptions. And you're looking at that going, what quarterback could have done that? 36 to nothing. The answer was all the quarterbacks who played against the Jets this year.
Wow.
The Jets did not intercept pass all year.
Yep, that's crazy.
That is unbelievable. It can't have ever happened before.
That's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
Like no tipped balls at all.
Not one that time?
They couldn't even get a hand up.
Man.
Like you think you like even the Even the worst defenses turn the ball over and get an interception.
They faced Tua twice. That should have helped.
You're right. They didn't.
Anyway, so big five or a good, bad, and ugly a little later. We started by talking some baseball. We didn't get into what we think the Padres still, if anything, need to do. Is there anything still kind of on your mind?
I mean,
the Michael King thing was big. We know that.
More starting pitching is on.
And Sung Mun Song could be big.
I think more starting pitching is on the mind.
Still more starting pitching.
Because, listen, you lost Dylan Cease and you almost lost Michael King. You got one back.
Right.
You're going to lose Darvish for the season. You still, I know you can make it work, but ideal in a perfect world, you'd like to have another starter, is what you'd like to have.
What do you got right now? You got Michael King, you got Nick Pivetta, you have Musgrove, Joe. You have Randy Vasquez, and you need a fifth.
Need a fifth. Or whatever
there's
you got.
Sears.
There's a good article
Morgan,
on
David Morgan.
David Schoenfeld. We see the guy we don't like or do like on ESPN. We don't like Bradford Doolittle, or I don't. I don't want to put you guys in there.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Tony's the one who actually has to run into him at some point.
Schoenfeld put a number for each team in the National League that is going to decide their season coming up. And the Padres' number was 3.03. And that was the number because that was their bullpen ERA last year. And he asks, can they do that again? Can they do a little bit better? Can they still be as dominant? And I think he's right. The Padres, one thing we have focused on as fans and as people on the show is where they've lost this and where they're lacking. But the thing that makes the Padres great, I still think has a chance to make them great, Tony. I know Suarez is out, but Mason Miller has to at least make you feel as good. And the fact that Jason Adam is due back in healthy, look, there's no reason the bullpen can't be great again.
I don't worry about the bullpen.
But I'm just saying it's so good that it's going to help them be in contention, I think, again.
I mean, listen, but I think the thing that most people are probably worried about. I mean, yes, you want another start pitching, but when you just go back to last season when you had that strong bullpen, they weren't having a problem giving up runs. I mean, they gave up, what, 3-2 and 0 in the playoffs?
Oh, in
series?
The playoff game, yeah. Or so, the playoff series, yeah.
I don't know that that's the offense, being able to have the output. Mm. That's what made the Padres dangerous in the 2024 season. Going into the playoffs was that they were putting up runs, and a lot of them. Even the two games that they beat the Dodgers, they put up runs on that board.
You have to be able to score.
You
got to
be able to score.
You're right, Tony. We talk about pitching and defense, but it's not that anymore.
You
got
to be able to score. You got to be able to score, and you got to be able to score in different ways. I think that's going to be the thing that we're looking at. Because when it go back to last year, at the end of the day, it wasn't because the pitching was poor. Pitching was pretty good. It was that they didn't score enough, and that was the worry. And they haven't been able to address really any of that because the main thing that they've addressed. Now, listen, hopefully Song can come in and have a impact a lot faster than Kim did. when he came in, because that could certainly alleviate. If he can be on that type of time that Kim was on that last 2 years as a Padre.
And when they sign Arise and hits .344, batting seventh.
I would be mad.
Scrappy.
I know there'd be a lot of people upset with it, but not me.
Batting seventh?
You said he's can. You said we can sign him if he agrees to bat seventh.
If he's hitting .340, it don't matter where he hits.
Exactly.
It seems to matter to that guy. Yeah. Over there.
How did you, I get put and, into the corner?
Because you group in with all the other people who got on my case last year. You can't bat lead off.
I don't think we're ever going to be on the same page about this whole thing. Because all people were saying is we want him moved down the lineup.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I just said. Everybody said you can't bat lead off.
I don't think it matters.
I don't think you can come back into the year with the same plan with Luis Arraez if you bring him back. You can't. You just can't.
I don't think you can.
Three-time batting champ, and the year he didn't win it, he led the league in hits. He's not exactly an automatic out that people seem to think he is.
I agree. I never said he was an automatic out. I'm just saying last year, where he was batting, there was some stubbornness, I believe, in that front office.
You were reading analytics, and you weren't even researching it. You were just saying analytics say he's a bad hitter in this spot. And you went
Oh, no, I didn't even say analytics. I was just saying my eye test tells me.
Oh, you're good old eye test. You got great eyes. Yeah.
I can tell. You know what? Did you get on base?
When it comes to judging baseball talent, am I going with Mike Shildt or you on the eye test? Guess I should have gone with you.
One of us just left in San Diego.
One of you is still employed at the big league level.
I think they're going to bring it back. I really do. I just get this feeling that he's going to be brought back. There's been no rumors on Luis Arraez. No any, like, the Diamondbacks are sniffing around.
I hope they do.
The Dodgers,
by the
number...
way, we still don't have an extension.
For AJ.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, too.
Oh, yeah. The Dodgers
pretty soon we're going to be in season, and it's going to be like, that question is
It's not going away. It's quiet now. It's not
going to be August 15th.
That question, if the longer it goes, it's going to become a hot topic. And I know, you know, we might not ever see AJ once that happens. Like, he might just completely avoid everything.
So he doesn't answer
this question that really isn't up to him. Ultimately,
he's just going to get a really souped up golf cart in spring training just so he can jump in and go.
A gas golf cart.
Can't catch him. Trying to say the Dodgers number real quick is 30.7. That is their average age of their position players, the oldest group in the majors. Anybody worried about the Dodgers because of that? No, the oldest.
You should. Everybody worries about age.
You can't keep doing it right forever. Freddie Freeman, 36. Muncy, 36. Betts, 33. Teoscar, 33.
They're getting up there.
So maybe. I don't know. That's
Freddie's
36.
He's older than I thought he was.
Yeah, man. Freddie was like just coming in the league in my last couple of years. So he's up there. All right, let's get the break. We're going to Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
5:19 on the clock. Nope, it's not me. Sorry, Chris, this is you.
What time did you say it was?
5:19.
Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. All right, we got the biggest fan. We're going to announce that in 10, 15 minutes. We're also going to get through the good, the bad, and the ugly. Week 18 of the National Football League season. Highlights. And then, you know, the rest of the week will go by. We'll start looking ahead to the playoffs and all of that good stuff. But, Tony.
Yes.
Had some more stuff on
Yeah, let's get back to the baseball realm. And we talked a little bit about the salary cap. A little breakdown of that. Trevor May also kind of took some questions from his listeners. And one of the questions asked to him was, did he think that there would be a strike after the 2026 season? Here's his comment.
What's your realistic prediction for the 2027 CBA negotiations? What would the players demand? What would the owners demand? How long will we lose baseball? I don't know. The owners are engaging this. They're being proactive. They have something they want. Because of that, they are going to be the one that makes the first proposal, and we're not going to know how this is going to go until we see what that is. The only way games are probably, because the lockout, I'm very certain the lockout will be implemented. And the only way that games will be missed is if the players just don't give in before then. Because the teams will not break it. They will miss games if the players stay steady and try to defend, the ownership will outlast them because they're waiting till the season ends to do it. Because the players' biggest leverage is the striking for like the World Series where they make tons of money, which is why it worked in 1994. They're waiting till that's over to then lock you out. So like next year, if they thought a lockout was coming, the players would have to strike right before the World Series. And no one wants to do that, especially if they made it, right? So like, that's the interesting thing. So they're going to propose a salary cap, and it's going to be interesting to see how the players respond to that, because we can all agree that there are income inequalities amongst players that make team assembly harder in free agency. And I think everyone would be in a better position if that were easier. But do you know what that doesn't do? That doesn't raise franchise values. So who knows? Who knows if they'll even care about that? It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I think this is a much more complicated issue than just a salary cap. And I think that's what he's getting at. And I think what he was kind of explaining is the nuances. I can tell you in 1994, it was the players that went on strike. For that reason, that was their main leverage, right? Because the most money made, biggest chunks of money made is during the postseason.
By the owners. Right.
Because at that point, players don't make any of that money.
Right.
It's I think they get shares,
right.
Depending on how
then.
Far they go. Right.
Right.
And so I don't know, since 94, I don't know that the players have been willing to go that far. Which is why a lot of times it hasn't been the strike that has happened. It's been a lockout the last couple of times that
we've gotten to this point. Owners are the ones making the move,
right,
to stop play.
And Trevor May is basically saying he thinks that's how it's going to play out again, because he don't think the players will want to miss those World Series games, and therefore it'll put it on the owners to lock them out, which by everyone else's account seems like it's going to happen. Now, I think negotiations will we'll start hearing, I would say, reports of a negotiation anywhere between April and June. You'll start trickling out.
The deadline is at the end of the year?
I think it's before, I'm not sure when the collective bargaining agreement, but it's before maybe January, maybe before the end of the year.
All I remember is last time we were just
waiting. We knew that there were lockout was coming before we got to spring training last time, I believe.
Yes,
right?
Because, we weren't even at spring training yet, and then everything got pushed back a couple weeks, right, and then we went from there.
I understand that labor works the way it does, so I can't change it, but I can still whine about it. Can they please get together more than 3 days before the deadline and start talking?
Yeah, no, that's so a fair annoying. Complaint. That's
it's
a fair
December
complaint.
1st.
When I'm like, I ain't talking to you.
Well, yeah, I ain't talking to you.
And now it's 2 days before, and now they,
all right, let's talk.
We lock in a room. You're going to talk, so do it now.
December 1st of 2026 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern.
All right, so we'll know before we even get to Christmas.
That's what I'm saying. Just get it over with. You're gonna I don't know. I'm a bad negotiator because I'd give in, but just talk at least. Ugh, you people.
Yeah,
you do. People.
They definitely need to talk.
So much money to go around. There just is.
Is Rob Manfred gonna be leading the charge of greedy pigs?
You know what? Listen, I do think that. Based on what we know about the television thing, I don't see this being a long deal, because the real deal is in 28 when all of those TV rights come up and the possibility. You're still hearing the same thing that Rob Manfred wants to centralize it all. I can't wait to hear his idea to get the Dodgers.
And when Mr. Stein, they better knock Steinbrenner in the head before they get him to agree to it.
Have to beat him over the head like
never
the Flintstones.
Never going to happen.
It's their only shot. But listen, maybe he knows something that we don't know. But I just think that is where they'll want. It's hard to set things up the way that they're talking without the TV element. And he just did all these deals that get them at least to 2028. And so that, to me, signals that whatever they're going to debate about over here is not going to be as big as 2028.
They got a better chance if they could somehow convince Larry David to go be George Steinbrenner again and then ask him to vote on revenue sharing the TV money.
Yeah, that's
not going to happen.
That's going to be an interesting fight.
That's going to be a bit of a holdup.
All the rich teams are going to be like, we don't want to give up our money. All you poor teams need to stay poor.
Is that what they're going to say?
They're going to be like, we don't want to give up our money. All of you guys stay poor.
Yeah, no, maybe.
Why are you putting a certain accent on that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Just came out that way. Are you concerned?
I just want to make sure.
Okay.
You had a method to your madness there.
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Your guy, Don Mattingly's back in the game, Tony. You like old Don.
I love Don. And he's in Philly, so I get to see him.
Bench coach, yeah. I like Don Mattingly, too.
Although, I was going through my schedule today. I'm going to have to miss two of those games in Philly.
Are you really? You're that organized that you're like looking in August and stuff?
Let me tell you something, Chris.
I didn't know that you are.
I had to be after you get in, okay. You get into enough, back and forth over your scheduling. Start looking at it a little bit earlier. And so I know my daughter's graduating in on June 4th, so we're in Philly, so I'm going to have to make a quick flight back home.
I don't know what I'm complaining about. I got a call from Adam Klug, who wanted to know my every step with Aztec basketball the rest of the season.
So. I'm not just saying this is you, but this is people in general. It's like, why are you asking me for my schedule? Or why aren't you asking me for my schedule? And then they do, and they're like, why are you asking me for my schedule? That's what
you're
I do.
You're not saying it's Chris, though. That's
No.
Is that what you're saying?
I did it generally, so I didn't single out Chris. But the email about the eating in studio was not to Chris.
It was to me.
I read it as that.
I was meant to be for me. You just know it was. And I, you know, my area is pristine over here, and it's going to remain that way. Anyway, if you want to hear crazy talk about what they're trying to control us, Scraby. They're trying to, the upper people in management are trying to control us.
There are rules.
You shouldn't like that.
You should
not like being told what you can and can't do.
I don't
of
like
all
it.
All people, I know you don't like that.
When they are going and they are not following a certain rule and telling me I don't like that, but there were rules. We were not supposed to eat in this thing. I remember the first day Tony came in, they had just got done telling all of us in the room, do not eat in this room. And Tony opens up like a 10-pound carne asada fry thing.
We're here for 4 hours during the day. We have to eat.
Yeah, get out of here.
We need some sustenance.
Yeah. Tony goes outside all the time and hangs out on his phone. I don't know what he does, but he could be eating.
You don't want him to fall asleep out there while he's eating, do you?
That is a problem.
It's definitely a possibility. There's definitely been times I've laid a set on that couch. Like, man, I could just close my eyes.
The studio's actually 3 yards away, but it seemed it might as well be a mile and a half to get in back in here.
All right.
Well, I'm glad that they sent the email.
I'm sure. As I said on our overtime, Scraby was so probably giddy when that email hit, where the rest of us kind of rolled our eyes like, whatever.
All right. Well, enjoy the it's a classic edition of Gwen and Chris overtime
today. It's going to be up anytime between 6 and 7.
You'll hear how
she keeps moving the time back further and further.
Well, I just got it done, so it's loading to YouTube right now.
Eventually, it'll be up there. Scraby almost lost his life in Redding, California.
Yes. Well, according to Scraby over here.
No, my dog Lucky saved me.
You can find out why Sammy Levitt has wound up on my S list, and that's a rare thing.
I forgot we trashed it.
Yeah, we got that in there.
It wasn't a we.
We got a lot of stuff to discuss.
We trashed Sam
in the overtime, so look for that coming to a YouTube near you as Gwen and Chris comes back with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
5:36 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chrisello, Matt Scraby, back at it again. First time in a couple of weeks. 4 hour show on a Monday. Haven't done that in forever.
Next week we have a playoff game, so it'll be our last Monday Night Football.
And then the grind begins. That's basically spring training starts for me at that point.
Like when Monday Night Football
ends. Monday Night Football officially ends, spring training begins.
You have told us that you take the new year to transition yourself.
I'm there.
I
have made all of them. So you got to do a few things before you get to spring training. Like, you know, beginning of the year, for me, I like to make sure I get all my doctor's checkups, teeth cleaning, all of that stuff, you know, that you gotta knock out beginning of the year, kind of give you some peace of mind.
It's good
as you
that
go
you clean
your
everything, but you know, when are you gonna take care of your area in here?
My area is good in here. You know what I'm saying?
I'm joking. wait till you guys hear the overtime.
I just posted a link in our Gwen and Chris YouTube.
So I got knocked all that out. Told you, I might have said in the OT, I don't remember, but schedule, kind of knocking, adding, getting that together, although I said a couple of segments ago about daughter graduate, and then she's going to go off to school, so I got to be able to maneuver to help her get settled down that way. But yeah, schedule is, I usually I leave for a week during spring training. Not doing that this year.
Oh,
it's already coming. I got my place situated.
Your place in Peoria.
See,
when do you have to go out there?
Can't wait too long.
I think the first games are February 20th.
Might even be the 17th.
It's crazy.
I know senior night is February 13th here, so I'll probably leave the following day.
On Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is a Saturday.
Probably the day after that, then, on the 15th.
Valentine's Day is a Saturday this year. So,
yeah.
Oh.
Just so you know.
All right.
Wife's birthday's on a Thursday, Valentine's Day on a Saturday. Leave on a Sunday. Head on out to Peoria's complex, sports complex.
We'll see you in November.
Yeah, basically. We see Tony for 3 days in spring training, and then that's about it.
We'll have to get that hall situated, too, with Mr. Kluger.
Oh, yes.
It'll be on you guys. When do you guys want to go?
Well, he's already asking.
Oh, that's right. Early December.
Early December. He asked early us. What? No, he asked us in early December.
Oh, I was going to say, if you're going on early December, you guys have spring training dates
for a while now.
Who wants to be to announce the biggest fan?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
You can pray. This is an easy one to pronounce.
It is.
So I would choose today. Yeah.
Yes. Where is it at?
GBU. 535.
No. Oh, I'm looking at 435. All righty then. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Michael Slain of Carlsbad. Give us a call. 10 minutes. 833-288-0973. You'll qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and a friend for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padre game with all the fan staff later this season, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Michael Slain, you're on the clock.
Traffic, GBU.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, let's do it. Week 18, the good, the bad, the ugly. We'll start with the good. And look, there's a lot of great games in the NFL every year. They sure finished with a doozy, though, last night in Pittsburgh. Baltimore and the Steelers with the AFC North at stake. Lamar Jackson, two long bombs to Zay Flowers in the fourth quarter. Put the Ravens ahead, but each time, old man Aaron Rodgers led the Steelers back. Came down to a beautiful catch by Isaiah Likely that looked like it was going to put the Ravens in the playoffs until...
Loop is ready. Here's the snap, the spot, the kick is on the way. It is no good! He missed it! It's wide to the right, and the Pittsburgh Steelers have won the division. The Steelers are going to the playoffs. Tyler Loop missed it wide right, and the Steelers have won the game 26-24.
Any bets on whether or not Jason Tucker made that kick? Going back to the beginning of the season, the Ravens had to change. Justin Tucker, yeah.
No.
Had to change kickers. So.
I don't think Justin Tucker would have made that kick. He would be too busy.
Oh, whatever.
Knock it off.
What a mind you have.
What a mind you have, sir.
The guy wasn't there because he did something bad or allegedly did something bad.
Despite all the protest of Jamar Chase and Zach Taylor.
Oh, he's just moving on.
Yes, I am. I put Cleveland in the good as they beat the Bengals 20-18. But probably the top individual achievement of the year, Myles Garrett getting sack number 23, an all-time record. And he did it with... not a lot of help. I mean, they had three guys blocking him almost every play.
That's why we didn't hear from him for the last three games.
Right.
The other teams were like, he is not, I don't care if we lose the game. He's not getting a sack.
They didn't care, but he got one yesterday to set the mark.
Burrow shotgun. Burrow to throw. Here comes Burrow. He got him! He got him! There it is! Myles Garrett! Sack number 23, the new single season sack king, and the Browns defense mobs their man at the Cincinnati 45-yard line.
Jamar Chase, get off the field. We got another play to run.
I agree with him.
Yeah, you do.
You would.
I have always, look, congrats all to Myles Garrett, but as a Deacon Jones guy who met Deacon Jones... I just can never give that record to anybody other than Deacon, but they didn't keep the stat when he was playing.
I think...
Maybe he used to get 23 sacks probably every year.
Michael Strahan said it best. He said he is the 17 or 18?
Right. Myles Garrett's the 18 game leader. 18
he said, I'm the 16. He said, there's no difference.
17 games.
17. There's Michael no Strahan, 16.
Right.
Deacon Jones, says, 14.
Whoever was 12 before
well,
him.
Deacon Jones is the all time sorry to all of them.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's my thinking on it. Finally, in the good. It's good for Tony and I.
It's deserved.
Seattle had to be in here after that performance on Saturday night.
It's deserved.
They beat y'all.
Stopping
like a,
down on the 49ers. I've never seen a 49er team go to the fourth quarter with 100 yards and five first downs.
Neither have I.
That's pretty good defense.
Neither have I.
This was part of the Seahawks' victory, and it was a Christian McCaffrey drop that led to the big pick.
13-3 Seahawks, 10.5 to go, fourth quarter. Niners have second down and goal at the 6-yard line of Seattle. Two receivers left and one right. Shotgun snap Purdy. He looks right. He throws short. Caught by McCaffrey. No, he juggled it, and it's picked off.
What?
It's pulled away. Drake Thomas picks it off.
The color analyst can't even believe what
he
just happened.
I couldn't
believe what happened either.
Nobody could believe it. McCaffrey, of all people, this is one of the great...
That ball, you guys know that ball was tipped.
It was behind him. It was tipped behind
him. Slightly.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
I mean, but that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
That changes
that
the ball
play.
From being on point
and right,
McCaffrey
Tony.
Not having to bend down over for
you're right,
hitting him in his chest and getting in touch. And that changed the whole play.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy stat of the whole thing. Sam Darnold becomes only the second quarterback in NFL history to lead back-to-back 14-win seasons.
Sam Darnold, huh?
Had 14 last year with the Vikings.
Put that in your trivia pipe right there, dog.
That goes in there. Into the bad we go, and it was the Falcons leading the way here. Despite a victory over the Saints 19-17, it would prove to be the finale for Coach Raheem Morris. Along with GM Terry Fontenot, I don't even know if they made it off the field after this Falcons interception sealed the game.
Estimates the back. Shuck's going to throw. Quick shot. Intercepted. It's D. Offord. D. Offord 40. Midfield. He's got Tyler Shuck to beat down the far sideline out of bounds. He got edged out, and Atlanta gets the pick they need.
Yeah, but the that pick was missed mostly for the Panthers because it put Carolina in the playoffs.
Yeah, it did.
Took Tampa Bay out. 1917 Falcons. Houston and Indianapolis. Tony called this a long time ago, and he turned out to be correct on it.
They suffered some major injuries.
I don't know. What injuries? More than everybody
their
else?
Quarterback.
I mean,
Achilles.
They were, let's be honest, they were already wavering with him before he tore
his
Achilles.
They were 7-1, the Colts. They were the best team in football. They ended up 8-9.
Casey.
Wow.
Kaimi Fairburn, 6 field goals yesterday.
He's a fantasy stud, by the way.
He was. Houston wins at 38-30. And don't look now, the Texans won their last 9 in a row. Heading into the playoffs.
I don't see a team that's going to win a playoff game.
Texans? I think this is why
they're going to lose.
Pittsburgh could very well slide right into the following round after beating the Texans.
It's in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, it'll be in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
And Texans are an indoor team. They don't play as well outdoor.
Their defense is the thing that's going to keep them in
the game. They look pretty good
outdoor
at SoFi Stadium last Saturday.
That's not outdoor.
It's not, huh? Vegas in the bad category. That's where they usually are. But the Chiefs in the bad category, yeah, they had to be after losing to the Raiders even, 14-12. The Chiefs, after 7 straight AFC title games and all of those Super Bowls, finished 6-11 this year. Mm. Hall of Fame-bound tight end Travis Kelce, 3 for 12 yards. Probably goes out with that. But at least he finished the season, right, Patrick Mahomes?
Oh.
I got that get in there. Tough season for the Chiefs. Hey, look, man, they've had all the glory.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Exactly.
Because next year they're going to have the NFL's number.
Well, I will say the Chiefs are going to have probably be back. The team I'm scared about at the moment next year, the Lions, because they get the last place schedule next year.
That's true.
And that's too good of a team to
so
have a last
Ravens.
Place schedule.
Yeah.
No, I don't think the Ravens finished last. I'm talking about you got to finish last in your division.
The Lions finished last in their division.
They did. Yeah. They tied with the Vikings, but the Vikings had the tiebreaker for third
the
place.
The Vikings finished 9-8.
Yep, and those,
Kevin
so did
O'Connell
the Lions.
Is the coach of the year?
Yeah, they did. Finishing up with the ugly, impossible to leave out the Jets here. 3-14 season. And this was also the final game. A lot of emotions for this game. Not for me, but people around Buffalo. The last game ever at Highmark Stadium. It was Mitchell Trubisky leading the win for the Bills. Oh, those who cares final games of the season. Hey, Mitchell, what do you got?
Trubisky back to pass, looking right, now back to the left, back to the middle, and Gabe Davis just mossed the defender for a 2-yard touchdown reception.
Randy Moss. Okay, I didn't get that. So if he didn't reach over, then it might have been the first interception of the year for the Jets?
I guess so.
The Jets finished the season with 0 interceptions. That's incredible. And they gave up 36 touchdown passes. Not a great ratio. 35-8 Buffalo.
Speaking of, how about this stat for the Jets? Garrett Wilson was the Jets' leading receiver despite not catching a pass since October.
Wow.
That just shows you how good he is.
Tells you how rough it was for that team.
He needs to get out of there, but he just signed an extension.
How'd they win 3 games? Almost amazing. Also in the ugly category, even though they're the number one seed, the Broncos once again. This team is, maybe they'll go to the Super Bowl. They got 2 home playoff games. Maybe they'll get there, but they don't look like a Super Bowl team to me. I don't know about what you guys think. Yesterday they played against the Chargers' 4th stringers, basically.
Yeah.
And they didn't even score a touchdown.
Yeah.
They got a pick 6 and 4 field goals. I just don't know how this Bronco team survives it week after week, but they do. And Trey Lance was all about getting a big start here. Did you hear him?
Yes.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see what I can do. And, get a full game. Me again. Bring on the Broncos. I've been waiting. He let him do a field goal.
That's
well
a tough
done.
Defense to go and try
Too
to
bad.
Prove yourself against.
Show you, hey, you had a chance to show something. He showed nothing.
I appreciate his outlook on things. But
yeah, well, he's a rich man, but he's not going to be much of a
rich man.
I don't even know if he's made that much money.
$1 million is a rich man in my mind.
Right. Touche.
Finally, in the ugly category, I couldn't get out of the season without one more crack at the Dolphins, who, they're down 17-10. Quinn Ewers throws a pick in the end zone when they could have tied the game in the third quarter. And then once that happened, they just let go of the rope. And Ramondre Stevenson ran wild.
Yeah, he did.
High formation, first and 10 give. Stevenson runs through the middle, across the 20-20, 15-10, at the 5, spun around, taken into the end zone, still on his feet with a Patriots touchdown.
He had 3 touchdowns, the other guy had 2 touchdowns, and they probably would have had a lot more, but the clock finally ran out. New England 38, Miami 10. I don't know what people are looking at when they say, and looks like Mike McDaniel will come back. I don't see why. But 7-10 for the Dolphins. Patriots into the postseason at, pretty shocking, actually, 14-3. There we go. Good, bad, and ugly to wrap it up for
the regular season. That's a good start to the year with a good, bad, and ugly.
That was
right
a good
there.
One.
Scrappy be hating on the good, bad, and ugly all the time.
Well, I had to put it in on... the 49ers didn't make it much this year because they didn't play... they played the last place schedule. I did look at this today, though, Scrappy. The 49ers were 4-4 against playoff teams, so they... two of those wins were on the road. They beat Seattle on the road.
So they were
beat
mediocre the Rams against the, playoff teams.
But you know what? To be fair, most teams are. I'm just looking at the Rams were 4-4.
I don't
want
to be fair. So
all right, I know. The Rams were 4-4. The Eagles were 3-3. Bears were 3-2.
There's a winner.
Seahawks, as I mentioned,
they had the best record.
They were 6-2. Buffalo 3-3.
That's why they won the division, like we tried to tell Scrappy when he was popping off on the text.
Chargers 3-3. Most teams are pretty close again. You just hold your own against the good teams, whip up on the bad ones. You can go to the playoffs. There's some hot teams coming in, though. Yeah, Seattle's won 7 in a row.
New England's hot.
Jacksonville's won 8 in a row.
Jacksonville.
And Houston's won 9 in a row.
Everybody's playing some good football.
You guys don't like the Texans, huh? Surprised to hear that because I like them.
I like their quarterback. I've always liked a quarterback.
Well, I like their defense. It's pretty good. I don't know that they played everybody yesterday, but
they got to prove it to me though.
They haven't proved it to you yet. They proved it to Josh Allen, I think, on that Thursday night game.
No. I'm talking about in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, you say. Well, they did tear up the Chargers pretty good last year in the playoffs.
And then got whooped.
Second game didn't go too well. I kind of like Houston. I like Jacksonville. Obviously, they're playing well. Now, neither of those two teams have ever been to the Super Bowl.
I don't like either of those
two teams. That's something
fun.
You don't like either of them. Tell me who you like in the AFC, then.
They let the old man in the playoffs.
You like Pittsburgh? You're going to let Aaron Rodgers?
I like the old man on that Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. Michael Valenzuela just...
No, he doesn't want this. He needs Tomlin gone, so he needs them to lose ASAP.
I'm afraid to ask him how he feels about Tomlin
winning
the division.
Well, this is a Tomlin special.
I'm just saying.
One and done.
Well, he
got there again with like nobody.
I didn't say that it got to count
for something.
I mean, he has a Hall of Famer on his team, Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Not in the prime of his career.
I think Tomlin is a one and done. This is what he does. He gets teams to the playoffs. He can't get
the
team.
He's also won a Super Bowl, so he's not always a one and done.
Can we stop referencing something that happened 25 years ago?
Who? All right, so you like Pittsburgh. Who else in the AFC,
Kyle
Shanahan,
Tony? Won anything yet?
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't.
Actually lost a bunch.
Is he like two and done? Shanahan?
They're one and done. I'm preparing for an exit.
Oh, you're a one and done too.
This is the worst matchup in the playoffs.
You are such a fan. I love the faith you have.
Right.
This is the worst fan ever.
On Saturday, he was, we're going to win and we're going to be at home to the Super Bowl.
Because
now,
I thought they
we have no
well.
Chance.
One and done.
One and done. Don't even go to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Don't get on the plane.
The last time they went there, Christian McCaffrey had to start warming up to play quarterback.
Hey, Josh Johnson, who played quarterback in that game,
he
scored
well.
The winning touchdown yesterday for Washington.
All right, we got to go.
All right, Scrappy's next. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.